AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden's message today?
The United States is back.
Biden greeted by U.S. troops in Britain on his first international trip as president.
I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
The summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin is next week in Geneva. The president also teared up.
We're so damn proud of you. So proud. And I only wish my major was here to thank you as well.
He was talking about his son, Beau. Biden is expected to announce tomorrow the U.S. is buying 500 million doses of Pfizer coronavirus vaccine to distribute to more than 90 of the world's poorest nations through the United Nations and the African Union. The Canadian company behind the Keystone XL pipeline ends plans to build in the U.S. Here's Jackie Quinn.
TC Energy says it will work with government regulators to ensure a safe exit from the partially built pipeline that it was planning to use to run crude from the oil sand fields of Western Canada to Nebraska and then use other lines to the Gulf Coast. The company cites the inability of Canadian officials to persuade President Biden to reverse his cancellation of the pipeline's permit. The pipeline had been a campaign issue. Former President Trump revived the project, saying it would create thousands of construction jobs. But President Biden halted it over local environmental issues and overall concerns that burning oil sands crude would worsen global warming. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Texas Attorney General Brad Paxton being investigated again. This time, the State Bar Association looking into his failed attempt to overturn the 2020 presidential results in four other states. This is AP News. A woman charged with conspiring with her new husband to kill her two children has been committed to a mental health facility, and her husband pleads not guilty to the crimes.
Appearing before Judge Stephen Boyce, Chad Daybell pleaded not guilty to murder charges handed down by a grand jury in connection with the death of his late wife and his new wife's two children.
Eight felony charges have been filed in the grand jury's indictment.
Daybell ran a small publishing company with his wife, Tammy Daybell, who died in October of 2019. Authorities grew suspicious when he remarried Lori Vallow just 2 weeks later. Police began searching for Lori's two youngest children, 7-year-old Joshua Vallow, known as JJ, and 17-year-old Tylee Ryan. The hearing was on the one-year anniversary of when the children's bodies were found buried on Daybell's property in eastern Idaho. The Daybells espoused an apocalyptic system of religious belief. On Tuesday afternoon, Lori Daybell was committed to a mental health facility. If convicted, Chad Daybell could face life in prison or the death penalty. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.